Okay, think about the last time you were shopping online. You probably added something to your cart, maybe debated a little, and then, well, maybe you didn't actually go through with the purchase.
Happens all the time.
Yeah, life gets in the way. Or you find a better deal. Maybe those final numbers just give you pause. That almost purchase, just sitting there in your digital cart, we've all done it.
It's such a common thing, yeah. And for online businesses, it's a huge area of focus. Our source for this deep dive, it's from DoubleDome, and they point to some really interesting data, Baymard Institute data,
Oh,
actually.
yeah. What does it say?
It suggests an average online shopping cart abandonment rate of around, get this, 68.53%.
Wow, 68%. That's huge.
It is. Basically, for every three people who add items to their cart showing real intent, right? More than two of them just don't complete the purchase.
So that highlights this massive opportunity if businesses can figure out why that happens.
Yep.
Okay, so that's precisely what we're digging into today. We're using this info from DoubleDome to really understand the core reasons shoppers hit pause at checkout. And what's interesting is the article kind of looks at it from the retailer side, how they can solve it.
Right.
But that gives us, anyone listening, a really fascinating peek behind the curtain of online commerce. Might even shed light on our own shopping habits.
For sure. And what DoubleDome highlights, drawing on other sources like Statista too, is that there are some really consistent patterns here. And right near the top of that list is something that probably won't shock anyone: unexpected shipping costs.
Ah, yes. Shipping fees. Okay, let's unpack that. They're sort of the uninvited guest at the online shopping party, aren't they?
Yeah, good way to put it.
You find what you want, the price looks good, and then boom, these extra charges pop up. Sometimes they feel almost arbitrary. It really throws a wrench in that whole convenience versus value calculation.
It does, and psychologically, that late reveal, it just feels so much worse than if the product price was slightly higher to begin with, you know?
Right. It's like your brain locks onto that first number you see.
Exactly. And the Double Dome piece really emphasizes how critical transparency is. It's huge. Shoppers just want to know the full cost up front. When those fees are a surprise at the end, it causes friction. Feels a bit like a bait and switch.
Yeah, I can see that.
So the article points out, the smart retailers offer different shipping speeds and price points.
Okay, right. Catering to different needs.
Yeah, like if you need it fast, you might pay more. If you can wait, you pick the cheaper, slower option. Gives you control.
That makes total sense. You've got your I need this yesterday option versus the more budget-friendly I can wait a week delivery. And then, of course, the magic number, free shipping. I know I've definitely added some small, probably unnecessary item just to get over that free shipping line.
We've all been there.
It feels like a win, right? Even if I buy something I didn't originally plan on. Have you noticed those offers swaying your own choices?
Oh, absolutely. It's classic, and it works. From the retailer's side, it can boost the average order value. And for us shoppers, well, there's a real psychological pull to avoid paying extra for shipping. It feels like getting more for your money.
Even if you spend a bit more overall sometimes.
Right. It's a bit irrational, but strong. Okay, so the second big reason Double Dome brings up is comparison shopping.
Right. This one feels just baked into the whole online experience itself, doesn't it?
Totally.
I mean, the sheer amount of choice online is amazing, but for retailers, it's a real challenge. A few clicks, and bam, you can see if the same thing is cheaper somewhere else, or if a competitor has better features, maybe a better deal overall.
Why wouldn't you check?
Exactly. It's like the ultimate way to make sure you're getting the best bang for your buck. Think about before the internet, this kind of comparison was so much harder.
Oh, yeah. Night and day.
Now, that information gap between buyer and seller, it's shrunk massively. It empowers us as consumers.
Precisely. The barrier to just hopping over to another website is basically zero. So retailers are constantly trying to stay competitive. DoubleDome mentions a few key strategies. Price matching that directly tackles the comparison shopper's worry.
Okay.
Then again, that free or reduced shipping for bigger orders. That can make you stick with one retailer, especially if the prices are close.
Right, tie it all together.
And loyalty programs, too. Trying to build that longer-term relationship give you value beyond just one single purchase.
So when you're in that comparison mode, what usually tips the scale for you?
Good question. Free shipping is definitely huge, like you said. If prices are similar, avoiding that shipping cost often does it.
Yeah, me too.
Loyalty programs can work, especially if it's a store I use a lot anyway, a little discount, an early access thing.
Yeah.
It builds that connection.
Okay. Now, the third reason they mentioned is not ready to purchase. This one feels a bit different. More about the shopper's headspace, maybe.
It does. And as the article acknowledges, there can be a whole bunch of reasons for this. It's not always something a retailer can directly fix. Someone might just be using their cart like a, you know, a temporary wish list.
Right, like bookmarking things.
Yeah, or researching for later, or maybe just changing their mind while browsing. It's kind of the digital version of putting stuff in your basket in a real store and then leaving it on a random shelf before checkout.
Huh. Yeah, digital window shopping. Okay, but I can see how the things we already talked about, clear pricing, good shipping deals, mm-hmm. could still play a role indirectly.
How so?
Well, if someone has a good, smooth browsing experience, even if they aren't buying right now, they might be more likely to come back later when they are ready.
Ah, good point.
Whereas, you know, a clunky site or surprise costs,
yeah.
that could definitely put them off return.
That's a really crucial connection, actually. Even if you can't convert every browser immediately, making the whole experience positive increases the odds of a future sale. Now, closely related, number four on the list, is when the order value isn't large enough for free shipping.
Ah, yes. The siren song of free shipping.
Oh.
We meet again.
Haha, indeed.
You see that banner, right? Free shipping on orders over $50 or whatever. And you look at your cart and you're like, $3 short.
It's so frustrating.
Yeah. It feels like you're being penalized just for not buying more.
It really can. And again, Double Dome offers some interesting takes on how retailers try to, you know, bridge that gap.
Yeah.
Product suggestions, those you might also like things.
Oh, yeah. The upsell.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or complete the look. It's a strategic nudge to add a bit more and hit that threshold.
Clever.
Also, the option for in-store pickup if they have physical stores, that can be a great compromise. You get the online convenience, no shipping fee.
True. That's a good one if it's available.
And rewards programs, again, they can sort of soften the blow if you don't quite hit free shipping every single time.
Okay. So have you personally ever found yourself adding that extra item just to snag free shipping?
Oh, definitely. Guilty as charged. Added a small thing, maybe some socks or something I didn't strictly need just to avoid paying $5 for shipping. It's funny how our brains work.
Totally. Okay, moving on.
Yeah.
Reason number five, payment options. This seems pretty basic in today's world, right?
It really should be, yeah. In such a, you know, diverse online market, limiting how people can pay is just creating a roadblock. As Double Dome points out, offering a range of major credit cards, Visa, MasterCard, Amex, plus popular digital wallets like PayPal, that's almost table stakes now.
It's expected.
Yeah. If you limit those options, you're basically excluding customers who prefer or maybe only use certain methods. It's about reducing friction at that crucial final step.
Exactly. Can you imagine going through the whole process, finding your items, you're ready to hit buy, and then they don't take your preferred card or payment type.
Ugh. Instant cart abandonment, probably.
Almost guaranteed. I can definitely remember times I've been surprised and frankly annoyed by limited payment choices.
Right.
It makes you question the convenience, maybe even the legitimacy of the site sometimes.
That's true, too.
Feels like a relatively simple thing for retailers to get right.
Mm.
But the impact of getting it wrong seems huge.
Absolutely huge. Offer a variety, remove a major barrier, smooth out the checkout. Simple as that, really. Okay, finally, the sixth reason Double Dome mentions is distractions. This feels like the wild card, doesn't it? Often outside the retailer's direct control.
Absolutely. I mean, life happens, right? The doorbell rings, your kid needs something, you get a phone notification, it just pulls you away completely.
Mm-hmm. The dog needs to go out.
Yeah. And the internet itself is just a minefield of potential distractions. Mm-hmm. Another interesting article pops up, a social media alert. It's a constant battle for focus online.
It really is. But while retailers can't control, you know, what's happening in your house,
right.
Double Dome highlights one key thing they can influence, making the checkout process itself as streamlined and distraction-free as possible.
Okay. So keep it clean.
Exactly. A clean, intuitive design, minimal clutter, no flashing ads popping up, no overly complex forms to fill out. Just help the shopper stay focused on finishing the purchase.
That makes sense. A smooth, easy checkout probably benefits everyone, distraction or no distraction. Makes it less likely that a momentary interruption derails the whole thing.
Precisely.
Okay, so just to quickly recap then, we've really dug into these main reasons why those digital shopping carts often end up, well, abandoned. You've got the unwelcome surprise of unexpected shipping costs.
Big one.
The constant lure of comparison shopping.
Always an option online.
Shoppers who just aren't quite ready to commit yet.
The just browsing factor.
The frustration of just missing that free shipping threshold.
Fair little gap.
Limited payment options creating friction.
Need that flexibility.
And finally, the ever-present challenge of distractions in our busy digital lives.
Yep. Covers the main culprits, according to the research Double Dome pulled together. And, as we've kind of touched on, even though the source looks at this from the perspective of businesses trying to fix the problem,
yeah,
understanding these reasons gives you, you know, anyone listening who shops online, some really valuable insights, insights into what influences your own behavior and maybe recognizing the tactics retailers are using.
It definitely makes you think a bit more about your own clicking and buying habits, for
yeah,
sure. So maybe here's a final thought to leave with everyone listening. Considering these common reasons carts get abandoned, mm-hmm, what's one thing about your own online shopping habits that you might think about differently now?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe just be more aware of next time. Perhaps it's being more conscious about checking shipping costs right at the start,
mm-hmm,
or recognizing when you're using that cart more as a maybe later list.
Yeah.
Just something to ponder the next time you find yourself hovering over that proceed to checkout button.